the war against us all. This war in Iraq isn't the end, it's the beginning of wars to come, all around the world, at the whim of the neocons in the White House. This is the Bush Doctrine come to life. War, war, and more war. War brought to you by the big corporate masters who run the show. This isn't just a war on Iraqis or Afghanis or even Arabs or Muslims. It is ultimately a war on us all. That's because the billions and billions of dollars that are being spent on this war, the cost of tanks, rocketry, bullets, and yes, even salaries for the 125,000 plus troops, is money that will never be spent on education, on health care, on the reconstruction of crumbling public housing, or to train and place the millions of workers who have lost manufacturing jobs in the past 3 years alone. The war in Iraq is, in reality, a war against the nation's workers and the poor, who are getting less and less while the big defense industries are making a killing, literally. What's next? Iran? Syria? North Korea? Venezuela? We've already seen the corporate media play megaphone to the White House to build and promote a war based on lies. War is utilized by the imperialists first and foremost to crush internal enemies. We're seeing the truth of his insight when we see the sad state of American education, the rush of seniors to buy affordable medications from the Canadians because American drugs are just too expensive.
I'd like to give my reasons why conservatism, at least in America in its modern state, is by no means an alternative or even a lesser of the two evils for men, and particularly those men that are men going their own way or ghosting or absconding from society or whatever you want to call it. Now, I'm making this video because I think that there's a misconception that liberalism is the main oppressor of men in the West, and that if we all just switched over to conservatism, things would be different. No, they wouldn't. Conservatism oppresses men just as much as Marxist liberalism, and is in fact a form of politically correct Marxism in itself, predicated on the use and abuse of men. Now, I refuse to see men going their own way settle for what only appears to be the lesser of two evils here. Men need to graduate to a line of thought that places a fundamental and unflinching distrust on your governments. Now, conservatism is an Orwellian form of perpetuation of government and is just as dedicated to empowering government as liberalism is. The fetish of runaway bureaucracy is just as prevalent on the right as it is on the left, and their claims of wanting to decrease the size of the governments are simply not true. Now, we shouldn't forget that under modern American conservatism, the most expensive wars, excluding World War II in American history, were carried out and are still being carried out today. And the Afghan War has just surpassed Vietnam, and seeing no end in sight, we can safely say that these are the longest wars in American history. And when you sit back and try to quantify the size and scope of the bureaucratic army required to wage these wars, it's almost staggering. This coming from the political party that tells you that they want to decrease the size of government. And we're just speaking in terms of the financial cost. We still haven't addressed the human cost of these wars. Of course, the overwhelming victims of these wars on both American and the Arab sides as well are men. The conservatives neglect to mention that men bleed out on battlefields every day while their wives are sitting back at home maxing out credit cards and fucking their best friends. And it's all done under the auspices of keeping America safe. And therein lies the much more subtle and much less questioned but just as dangerous form of political correctness, the America worship, the fetish of male expendability under the guise of keeping the most misandric nation on the planet safe, the patriot PC as I like to call it, the kind of PC that motivates the so-called party of freedom and individual liberties to draft up patriot acts and rip up your right to privacy to shreds, the kind of PC that motivates the conservatives who run around talking about how those giving up liberty for safety deserve neither to pass laws that do nothing but infringe on the freedom of America's to keep us safe from terrorism. It's a joke. And once again, it's designed first and foremost to expand government in the form of a military-industrial complex, the likes of which the world has never even seen, that our children's children will still be paying for. And like I said, it's men. Men paying the ultimate price for these wars. They pay with their lives. American men are dying, Afghan men are dying, and Raytheon and Halliburton are taking that straight to the bank on no-bid defense and reconstruction contracts, which means that men, the men who are out there fighting and dying for these useless wars, don't have a damn thing to show for it. This is how much conservatives give a fuck about you. You go off to fight in their wars, and you might get a nice folded-up American flag, but what you won't get is any sympathy or help or even justifiable compensation for fighting and even dying in the name of keeping America safe. All you need to know about how the other side of American politics does business is investigate the rate of homelessness and suicide for American war veterans. almost all of which are men, of course. No, the Conservative Party is not a reasonable alternative for men, and specifically men going their own way. As a matter of fact, we're quite happy to sit back and watch America destroy itself, because for the past 50 years, America did everything in its power to make sure we were deprived of our wealth, our children, our health, and our happiness. So I say to a man going his own way, fuck defending America. America never did a damn thing to defend us in the divorce courts or in the child support rackets, and still sent us off to war with their white-feathered guilt-trip cannon fodder conscription. No. No, no, and no. We refuse to fight. We refuse to support. We refuse to sustain. We refuse to marry. We refuse. We refuse. We refuse. And most importantly, we refuse to play your little conservative liberalism schism game. We don't care about your war on terror. We don't care about your war on drugs. We care about the war on men. And don't get it confused. It sure as hell isn't because we're scared to fight. It's just that for once, men are starting to wake up to the fact that the state that ships us off to war in the name of defending it has always and always will be the enemy. They always have and continue to this day to profit off the labor of men. So I'll be damned if I'm going to identify with any of its forms. The relationship between the state and the men in it should always either be an uneasy truce or all-out war. So fuck being a patriot. What does that even mean? We need a new way of viewing government. They're not our friends. Governments, by definition, are parasitic off the people. And by the people, I mean the men. So buying into conservatism or liberalism just means that you trust government in a way that they can position you into thinking that certain elements of the government are what causes depression, when it's government and every last crevice and crack of it that's from its very inception out to empower itself at the expense of the people.